and join us as we take care of business once again on BizTalk. We're so happy to have you with us. Another great show this morning, and it is Saturday. Time to talk biz on the radio. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim. Good
morning, Tony. And it's a little bit windy and cold and brisk, but we're warm in the studio.
And spring is coming.
We're ready to welcome your calls this morning. We've got a great show. I think this is one I'm really excited about.
It's going to be a great show this
morning. One of our score counselors will be on with us, and we'll introduce him in just a moment. But before we get to that, a couple of things we would like to mention to you, especially about our support for the local score chapter here.
You bet. Yeah. Jim, our BizTalk radio program supports the local score chapter, and we have several sponsors who help support the radio program. All the proceeds go to the score chapter. Those sponsors, and we thank them for their support, are Associated Bank, Albertson Hailing CPA firm, and we also have Lakeview Credit Union as a sponsor, and we also have the Business News that helps to sponsor the program by advertising our program in their biweekly periodical. Mm-hmm. And next week we're going to have a new legal sponsor. Sawaski Law Offices are joining us next week.
Anatole Sawaski. She's not a new one, but she hasn't been with us for a while. She's coming back as a sponsor. So
it's been a long time, but she's agreed to come back and be a sponsor. So we're very happy to have her back, and we're looking forward to her ads on the radio, and we're looking forward to having her as a guest on May 21st. She's going to be here talking legal.
So, you know, this show is just for those listeners that maybe don't know, but this show has actually been on the air since 2002. Mm-hmm. So we're going on almost 9 years here doing the BizTalk show.
And we do support the local score chapter, as we've mentioned. Jim and I are both score counselors, and our guest this morning, Mr. Mao Nguyen, is a score counselor as well. Sure. There are about 60 counselors in the chapter. The chapter spreads from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac and covers 8 counties. The score counselors, now we call them mentors under the new image that's rolling out in a couple of months yet. But the 60 mentors are available to help business owners or those who are looking to start a business address any questions or challenges they may be experiencing or facing in their business.
Right.
We have experts in the areas of production, marketing, IT, accounting is a big one.
Yep.
Banking relationships, marketing. I think I might have mentioned that, but if you have an interest in talking to a score mentor and getting some advice, and it's all free, there's no charge for it, go to scorefoxcities.com, the website scorefoxcities.com, fill out that application that you'll see on the website, hit the send button, and probably within a week a score counselor or score mentor will be contacting you to schedule a meeting.
And our bylaws say 2 days, so we're supposed to get back in 2 days. It doesn't always happen, though.
The challenge with that, as you know, Jim, is that we're an all-volunteer organization, and we only have folks in the office 2 mornings a week.
Right.
So if your email comes in on one of the off mornings, it might take a while to get someone back.
Cut us a little slack, folks, because it's always worth the wait, as it were.
Yep.
And we do try to get a lot of our clients that we've come to know as score clients make good guests for their radio show.
Yep. And our offices are located in a chamber building in downtown Appleton.
Right. Okay, why don't we grab a quick break, and you're listening to BizTalk right here on the Business Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after a word or two. Stay with us. We got a good show this morning right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Hailing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Hailing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are talking business right here on BizTalk once again. We're so glad you joined us this morning. And if you are tuning in for the first time, we talk business on the show. We talk empowerment strategies. We talk. We bring experts on and people that are in the know that kind of help out the small business community. And we invite you as listeners to give us a call. So I'm going to give out the numbers now. And just to let you know, if you do call us this morning, I have a great book called Winning Ways for Life in my hands, and we'd be glad to give copies of this away this morning, only if you will come on the air with us with a comment or a question. If you want to reach us here in Appleton, it's 281-1150, and if you are in Green Bay, it's 271-1150, and for those of you who are outside the area, maybe over in Fond du Lac or Chilton or Sheboygan, wherever, 866-887-1150 was our toll-free line. So with that, I'd like to introduce our guest this morning because I've known Ma Nguyen, I think probably 5 or 6 years since I collared you one day to bring you into the score chapter and become a counselor, which you did and have done an excellent job as a score counselor, Ma. But you're also been volunteering yourself for years with FISC, an organization that works with people in their personal finances.
Yeah, right, yep.
Yeah. You retired from Kimberly-Clark, what, 1995?
95, about 16 and a half years now.
After 12 years. You worked in a division where you actually had to new product development, is that right?
Right. I was on this show a couple of years ago. Yeah. And talking about business, new product development.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. I like to talk to people.
I kind of look at you as being, even though you're with a big company like Kimberly-Clark, you were kind of a, because your products, the new products that KC would develop, had to stand on their own legs before the KC was going to bring them on board, wasn't that?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I thought was fascinating.
It's very challenging, too.
When, welcome to the program. It's great to have you here this morning. And I'd like to ask you, tell us how you got involved with FISC and what do you do at FISC and what's behind the book?
Yeah, it's a long story, but I want to make it short. Oh, good morning, the good listeners. I'd like to talk to you, and I, too bad it's only 1 hour show and I have to shut up soon. So
we'll have you back when.
Anyway,
Tony has
a good question. Tony has a good question. How did I get into FISC?
Right. What is FISC?
What is FISC? It's Financial Information Service Center, and it's a program of Goodwill Industries of North Central. And Goodwill is pioneered by Bob Peterson. He's a great visionary and storyteller.
And FISC is a credit counseling
service. Credit counseling service.
For people who, not just the people who are in financial trouble.
So also, they come to see me for financial planning and
right.
budget planning and
right.
so forth. I do there for the last 16 years free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I reach out to people because I myself was in trouble years back. So I want to pay back to the community.
You're giving back now.
I hope so.
Well, you know, when the name of the book, Winning Ways for Life, and then the subtitle is Financial and Personal Growth, Learn, Love, Live, Leave, and Legacy. The title for the book is so appropriate. When I read the book, it's your life story. It's Winning Ways for Life. As you went through life, you were very honest and open about your life experiences and how you learned what you learned. And it's an attempt by you to share with others now and motivate others to not give up hope.
Well, you shared some very personal things in this book, too.
Yes, Jim and Tony. I had a tough time to start writing the book, but my great friend, also a co-author, Edward Foss, he said, if you want to reach out to people, tell your story. And he and I talked for about 3 hours. I wasn't convinced. And then finally he convinced me, and my wife, who is always by me, beside me, behind me, she said, Force is right. If you want to do it, tell your story.
Yes.
And it took me a tough time. I cried many nights, sweat, tears, except no blood, just to reveal my life that yep. happened. I buried that life for so many years.
Is that Attorney Edward Hooper?
Correct.
Foss?
He goes by Foss.
Foss, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he did a really nice job in Chapter 7 or Chapter 6 talking
chapter
about the
six,
different
yeah. mm-hmm.
types of instruments people can use. When you have this book available and you're selling the book, and I know that the Score chapter is going to purchase some books and give those away to some Score clients or those who would like them as well. But tell us what motivated you to write the book.
What motivated me was there's several items, and I'd like to talk everything, but I have no time. I have only, actually, I'd like to tell you only a couple of things.
Sure.
What motivated me was I've been so poor one time, I almost took my life away.
Dirt poor, yeah, you were right.
Dirt poor, yeah. Like, I lived in a garage. It's only a shower stall, a bed, and no kitchen. So that really motivated me. Someday I'd like to tell my story so that people will have the inspiration and insight.
Now, that's a very good motivator. When, let's back up a second, you're not from this country. But we should probably, why don't you talk a little bit about your background and the difficulty you had there?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Burma, now called Myanmar. And I was, one time I was brought up by a very, very wealthy family, and I was a spoiled brat. I spent every money I had, so life was so great. And then when I graduated from high school, and I went to college for 2 years, and I won the scholarship, Fulbright scholarship, came to this country, and I also had a military scholarship. And I thought at that time I was on top of the world.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I was young, 19. It's like a chip on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now things are different. I lead a very humble life, and I really appreciate knowing people, helping people. But by the way, when I got here, I got homesick. I fell in love with my former, my ex-wife. So I broke the rule, military rule and scholarship rule, and was sent back. And in Burma, I really struggled, and I disgraced my family and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
I just want to let folks know, because it's real important. When we say the book is for sale, it is for sale, but the money that is received for each book goes to a charity. It does not go in your pocket, is it?
Correct.
Yeah.
After we take out the expenses, it will go to financial literacy education, yeah. like FIS, Goodwill, and also for special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm a strong believer of helping emergency shelter, domestic abuse, the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter has gone through that too. So
yeah.
it's very close to home. So
just want to say, I've known Mao for about 6 years. He's as close to Mother Teresa as anybody I've ever met in my life. So
thank you, guys.
I mean, it's just amazing how much time and effort you put into helping people, especially in their personal finances, and don't receive a penny or no remuneration for it. And I just want to thank you for that service. So.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you're the one who dragged me into school.
Kicking and screaming. But... I think it's been a good experience for you too, because you're starting to be able to help people that are wanting to start a business, but you see that their personal finances are a mess. You know, they're totally a train wreck.
Yeah.
So you're trying to at least get them on that pathway before they jump into something that they'll probably fail at.
Yeah, I want to say something about this. I have a mission and vision in my life, right? My mission is to reach out to many people, individuals, and families, so that I can provide with the financial life planning tools so that they can achieve their own very wanted, desired goals, such as financial and personal growth.
Yeah,
this
right.
is my mission. My vision is, I believe that. I went through that from rags to riches. I believe everybody is capable of achieving that state mm-hmm. of prosperity and family well-being. And this is my vision, and that's another reason I wrote this book, is so that I can reach out to many people.
And your book talks about the value of money and material things in life, but it goes beyond that. That's not the final goal. It talks about being peaceful in life.
That's correct.
Being disciplined and so on.
But people define success in many ways, okay? My definition of success is reaching the state of prosperity, which allows for financial freedom. You don't have to be multimillionaire. Emotional stability.
Right.
If you have finances, you have a stability of your mind, your spiritual enrichment. I was brought up by a very devout Buddhist family, and I went to Catholic school. So I strongly believe the good values of both religion. Mm-hmm. And then the family well-being, and I also believe in giving. Life is giving, in money or your legacy. Mm-hmm. So that is that the book is driven that way.
Mm-hmm. And in your life, when you learned the real value of discipline, and the difference between a need and a want. And I know a lot of people, I struggle with that myself. Do I need that or do I want that? And when we make decisions in the wrong direction, we get into trouble. Mm-hmm. And what is the difference between a need and a want?
Oh, day and night. The need is you need it. There's no question.
Like clothing,
a shelter, a roof, and food. Mm-hmm. But the one...
The very basic.
The one is, if you have a car, what is the purpose of the car? From taking you from one place to another place and back home to work, that is a reliable car. But a lot of people want to buy these fancy cars.
Status symbol.
So what happens when the gas price goes up?
Yeah.
Because I have some clients, they complain about filling up the tank. I say, yeah, because you have a SUV or Cadillac, or so forth. But in my humble life, my wife has a Chevy, very basic Chevy, and I have a Buick that's 10 years old. And I will run that car down until it cannot be driven anymore. So to me, it's a humble living.
It's a beautiful green Buick.
Yeah. And it's living well within means.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to put the word out there, because if folks want to call in, I'd love to hear from folks, because we want to give some copies of this book away. It's a fascinating book to read. I think people are going to see that no matter how tough things can be, and there's a lot of folks out there going through some pretty tough times right now, you can have hope and you can turn your life around, you can turn things around. And even if you're out of a job, even if you can't pay your mortgage or your rent next week, there is hope. And we'd love to help some folks out by getting a copy in people's hands. So if you want to call us, once again, it's 281-1150 in Appleton. And it's 271-1150 Green Bay, 866-887-1150 outside the area. And our guest this morning is Mao Wei. We're going to take a short break. We're going to find out more about your some of the things you went through, Mao, some of the struggles before this book came to fruition. So you're listening here on News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Okay, we are talking biz. We're coming back. You're on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush, and we are talking with Mao Wynn this morning. And we got a couple of callers on the line before we get to those. We got Keith on the line. Keith, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Glad you called in.
I just wanted to say what a fantastic story. I mean, it just guys like you give us faith in humanity. What you're doing is a fantastic thing. It's always refreshing to hear. I wish you guys had more stories like this.
Well, when you read this book, Keith, you're going to find, you know, Mao really opened the door up to his personal life, and it's an inspiration for anybody. And I'm just glad to be associated with him. And he's the real deal. He's the real
inspiration. Can I ask a question?
Sure. Go ahead, Keith.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I can tell you just real briefly. I've gone through some very tough financial hardship for the first time in my life. I fell off a ladder a few years ago and broke my arm terribly, and I jolted my body pretty bad. Put me out of commission. On top of that, I was having financial struggles to begin with. And so I'm 49 years old, and I feel like I'm just getting started over. I nearly lost my house, and I've been digging myself out of a hole now for the last couple of years. I am gainfully employed now. Got all my bills paid off, redid the mortgage on my house and stuff. And right now I'm at a point where I'm out of the hole. I've got like $10,000 cash. What would you do if you were me?
That $10,000?
Don't send them to the casino, please. I don't care what you say.
Well, the point is, somebody might say, I'm a financial planner also, but I'm not an investment counselor.
Yeah.
So the $10,000, you want to keep it safe, you want to put in, you'll be surprised. That's what I'm going to say. Put it in the banking, okay? Because you save it for a rainy day. You know that if you put the $10,000 in the market, the way the market goes nowadays, you might lose it. So you need it for a rainy day. So put it as an emergency fund and put it in a very safe money market or savings. Although you get very little, but still you want to preserve your principal. By the way, if you want to talk to me, I'll give you my telephone number. You can call me, and my service is free. Because I
enjoy
that.
Awesome.
What's your number, Wynn?
My number is area code 920.
Right.
968.
968-6343.
You never call yourself, do you, Wynn?
No.
That's kind of where I'm at. I've been keeping it I've been trying to stockpile money, and I've just been keeping it safe. And, I don't feel good going any particular direction with it. That's why I thought I would ask.
Yeah. Please come and see me.
We're going to get you a copy of the book, too, Keith. If we get your mailing address?
Yeah, you did get my address. I can't wait to see it.
Okay.
So please come and see me. My door is open, okay?
You bet. Awesome.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you
so much.
We have Ann on the line. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for Wynn?
I would just like to ask a question, then I could just hang up and listen, but I would like him to touch upon if he has any suggestions for creating that balance in life. You know, you got to have some fun, but you got to work hard. And how do you get that balance?
That's an excellent
very,
question.
Very challenging question. So, it's a lot to come from within your heart also and your faith, okay? The balance is you want to have fun. There's no question about it. And you want to also have to work and save money. So the point is always back to your roots, your humble living. I know my root at one time when I was growing up was money was nothing to me. So I learned the hard way. So being poor. So the humble is live well within the means and have faith and hope, because I am a strong believer of having faith and hope and also love. Okay? This is my way of looking for balancing a life. But you have to enjoy. Love your children. Love your family. Because tomorrow you don't know what will happen. So that is, to me, is a balance of life, and also believe in spiritual enrichment.
And we're going to get you a copy of this book, too. I think you'll find it a good read. I don't think you'll be able to put it down.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to reading it.
I hope I answer your question. So if you have any question, please give me a call. My number is 968-6343. I volunteer for FIS. FIS is a program of Goodwill Industries of North Central Wisconsin. Okay? You're welcome to talk to me anytime.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ann.
Thank you, Ann.
Bye-bye.
When Keith's question was, what should he do with that $10,000, and you mentioned something like an emergency fund? Do you have any guidelines for how large an emergency fund a family should have? How much should be in an emergency fund?
It's, the standard one was 3 to 6 times your monthly expenses. Now, because of the economic crisis, now we are talking about up to 9 times.
Yeah. So 9 months worth
of savings, so that if you lose your job, you can get through that and keep your mortgage current.
So
correct.
Maybe a year, 9 months to 12 months of
you can ride out the storm.
Fund.
Yeah,
right.
And I think all the that's great advice. First thing when people get the cash is they want to pay off every bill and all the money is gone right away.
Yeah.
And okay, we are talking with Mal Wynn. He is one of our score counselors along with a FISC volunteer.
Jim, we had another caller on the line. Hank wanted to, he couldn't hold on, I guess, but he wanted to know where can someone buy the book? If they wanted to go buy the book, Wynn, do you know where the books are available? I imagine Goodwill would have them.
Right now, I'm keeping the book because Goodwill is going to have books. They are going to order books, and my website is in the process of putting up, so you call me and I can deliver that book.
If we got Hank's address there, I can get him a book.
We don't have his address right here, but again, Wynn's number is 968-6343. So Hank, if you do happen to be listening, give Wynn a call and he'll get you a book. He'll be able to sell you a book.
And this one, since you call in, I won't charge you.
There you go.
It's a free.
There you go.
I like it.
And it's well worth it. Jim, as you know, you've read the book. There's a lot of good advice in there, a lot of very good. And it comes from a place where it was experienced by the author. He lived through this, and you can tell from just talking to Wynn this morning, he really wants to help people. That's his intent with the book.
Yeah, and it's not often when you go for a free counseling or service like Wynn that you get people whose heart is in
right.
that. And so, you know, you're really committed to helping people.
And Wynn, you in your retirement, you went back and you earned your CFP?
Yeah, Certified Financial Planner. It's a very, very prestigious designation.
Right. That's how motivated you are to help.
It cost me $8,000 to go through that.
Yeah.
For my own money.
Yeah. So there's no question that this is the genuine deal here, that Wynn is here to help people. And it should be acknowledged, Jim. Wynn, thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, we are talking biz. Mal Wynn is our guest this morning. Mal is a score counselor, along with being a FISC counselor. And we've got the book, Winning Ways for Life. And we've been giving out copies to callers that come on the air with us. We got quite a few going to this.
Wynn, in your book, you talk about the envelope system. Can you quickly describe the envelope system? Some folks out there will have heard about it and know what it is.
Well, envelope system is like grandmother's envelope, okay?
Like what?
Grandmother's envelope.
Okay.
It's way back, before I was even born. And then it was really established by the two co-founders of FISC, John Robinson and Dennis Jensen. Cool. I don't want to steal their thunder.
Right.
So the grandmother's envelope is that you put in several types of envelopes and you mark it down. This is to pay this bill, to pay that bill, and also put and save.
One envelope is food, one may be fuel.
Specific items.
Yes.
And then also put and save, to save it for a rainy day.
Yes.
So this is a very neat system because it's on the radio. I'm not doing a service to explain to you. Mm-hmm. You come and see me. I'll show it to you with little envelopes, okay?
Yeah.
My door is open, and I'm excited to talk to you. And this is the reason Winning Ways for Life is written.
We got Carl on the line. Carl, are you with us?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my question is when you were at the low point of your life and you couldn't see, you know, any light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, was there a key person or a key thing? You know, how did you start to turn things around in your life? Was there, you know, perhaps religion or isn't it that simple?
Yeah, there's a few things involved, okay? You said it right there, religion. As I said earlier, I was brought up by a devout Buddhist family, and they sent me to a Catholic school for better education.
Buddhist being the religion in Burma.
In Burma. Yeah. Buddhist being a primary religion. But my parents sent me to a Catholic, and I was also trained by the Jesuits, okay? Mm-hmm. This is how the two religions still today lives within me. There's religion helped me, and the love for my my three children. Mm-hmm. If I disappear from this earth, who is going to take care of them? So the religion, love, hope, and perseverance and determination, mm-hmm. those are the factors that helped me through. And also, later on, I met my current wife, Rosemary Nguyen, and she has been a cheerleader in my life, as rays of and hope of sunshine, and also give me a lot of encouragement. You know, there's a saying, for every man, there's a woman behind, the great man. She has been behind me and by my side. So those are the factors that helped me through. And I, so if you have those things, think about faith and spiritual. I believe in those things, and I'm not just talking about it because it helped me through. I hope I answer your question.
We're going to get you a copy of this book, too. I think you're going to find it a good read. So
Thank you very much for your answer.
Thank you for that question. That was a great one. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes we give lip service to, you know, the part about faith, and it's easy to, you know. But when times really get rough and you got nowhere else to turn, and that's what you had to go through in your life, Mao, is you had to get down really to the lowest of low to really turn things around.
And faith is a foundation. It's a foundation for the bad times. It's a foundation for the good times.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we got Tammy on the line. Tammy, you with us?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tammy. Mao. Thank you so much for everything you do. I have to tell you a short story. I met you once at a banquet at the what was used to be the Wave. And you had lots of people huddled around you. And you kind of worked your way through the crowd. And you came up to me and you said, I had told a small story at that banquet, and you came up to me and you handed me your business card, and I thank you very much for your stories and for everything you do. You are just a true inspiration. But I do have a question. It's tax season, and I'm a single mom. I have three children, and I really don't have child support, and I don't know about exemptions, like are you supposed to claim 0 or 4 or 2 or what? How that works? Do you have any insight into that?
Okay, that's a very challenging question because I'm a certified financial planner, but I stay away from taxes. Even I have my taxes done by another certified financial planner. But if you need information, I will tell you. I'll take my time. Please come and talk to me. And I'll find every way to help you, okay?
If he doesn't have the answer, Sammy, he will get it for you.
I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Wonderful, because I do follow the envelope theory. I've never been to Fisk. I'll be honest, I've never been to Fisk. But I did hear you speak, and I do follow the envelope theory, and without it, I don't know how I'd survive. So it truly does work.
Yeah, so please come. Please come and see me, because a person has specialties in every area, and tax is not, I have to admit that tax is not my area, but I will find every piece of information for you, okay? Please give me a call and make an appointment.
I will. I still have your business card.
You still have my business card?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Now I remember I said I was thinking you saw me at Wave, so now I know where.
So well, then, I'm the lady with the $10 in the pocket feeding three boys.
Yes, you really touched my life too, because I heard you twice. One at the Community Foundation annual meeting, and then also at Waves. That is with the Boys and Girls Club of America, I believe.
Yes.
That was Christmas time, about a year ago Christmas.
Boys, you got a memory like a steel trap.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk, and we got. Do we have another break?
I have a question for you.
Sure, Tony.
There's a lot of advice that's given out for folks who have homes and own homes and things, mm-hmm. and oftentimes people hear, should they mortgage their house to have an interest deduction on the house? What's your thought on that?
So the interest, it depends upon your tax bracket and also how much mortgage you are taking. Okay, sometimes you have an interest break and it may not be that worthwhile for the interest break to keep the mortgage.
It depends on your cash
depends
flow.
Depends on your cash flow, depends on your liquidity, and depends upon how much the mortgage is, because sometimes people think right away, oh, I'll get a tax break. But you have to do your math, okay?
Yep.
The point is, my point is, if you get closer to retirement, or any time, if you can pay off your mortgage, the best thing is pay off.
Right.
I did it when I got an early retirement. I still have some mortgage left. I said, we paid it off, so become debt-free.
You talk in your book about how you benefited from a very large cash disbursement.
Right, yeah.
And some people gave you some advice on how to invest it. But you lost it all.
Oh, that's right. That's another one of my, my down moments. When I left, when I came for Kimberly Clark, and I left International Playtex, at that time I was just struggling, and I didn't have any free money to put in. But the Kimberly Clark, I was a manager then. They have these profit sharing money, so I got $50,000 when I left, and when I look back, it's a what a dumb thing I did. The accountant and the investment advisor in New Jersey, they told me, take the $50,000 lump sum, pay off the 10% penalty because you have to be 59 and a half for penalty free, and then pay off the associated taxes, and then invest. And so I invested. I told the investment advisor I like to have in a growth fund, because I was still in the early 40s, but he put it in a
aggressive
not only the aggressive funds, it's a limited partnership, the property, real estate, and that went south.
Right,
that's all gone.
Yeah.
So another reason.
So you lost all that money.
All that money, and another reason one of the reasons I wrote this book is, hey, you need to have some information or some knowledge in investments.
Yeah.
So that's another driving force to write this book. So you have to be careful. So I made mistakes, but I try to overcome those mistakes. So, but you don't give up. You just keep plugging.
Well, you know, and some people might have, pulled the plug after they heard about that, but you didn't. You kept on, kept shooting. Okay, we're coming up on our last break here. You're on Biz Talk, right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We're coming right back. We'll see you on the other side.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay. Okay, we are back on Biz Talk. We are coming down the final stretches of our show this morning. Our guest has been Ma Nguyen. We had the good bank of phone calls this morning. People are going to get free books because Mao brought the his latest book called Winning Ways for Life. Actually, it's your only book, isn't it?
My only book. Yeah, I'm a novice. I'm a novice author.
How long did it take you to write this book?
I have other three co-authors. My section is most of the book is my section. It took me 1 year, 3 months.
Year and 3 months, okay. Mm-hmm. And you published it. Who's the publisher on the book?
It's a self-published. It's a LLC.
Okay, good, good.
But I have the three great writers. Robert S. Keebler, he's a CPA and well-known person in this country. And then Foss Hooper is an attorney and very well-known, too. He has written so many books. So these two guys have written so many books. And Kay Loeber. I've known Kay for 16 years since I went to work for FIS. Mm-hmm. And she has she has edited my many, many presentations. So she is herself is a writer.
They collaborated with you on this book.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was surrounded by those people.
That's a great title, Winning Ways for Life. It doesn't focus on finance. It rules it all together.
Yeah, it's not going to be your typical finance type book.
Right.
It's almost but you're going to get the financial information through his life story.
I've read a lot of financial books, and I'm honestly telling the listening audience that this book gives some very good definitions and interpretations of basic things like trusts and wills. We didn't even get into that in the program today, but that's all in this book. It's a great how-to book, and it's a good book because Nguyen gives the example in his life of how he applied these principles. Here in the book, he's giving us the principles. He's giving us by his life his example of how to apply the principles, which is the inspiration for each of us now to go out and do this on our own for our own life.
Right.
And we have to do it together, and Nguyen has been very kind sharing his phone number this morning. Give me a call, and he'll help you.
Why don't we put that out there one more time for folks that may want to give you a call back at the office. Let's put out your phone number.
Okay. My phone number at work at FIS is area code 920-968-6343. So please feel free to call me. If I cannot back to you within a day or two, I promise I will always return the calls. Okay. Another thing, and when I said about the three authors, co-authors with me, and also like to thank Dave Waters of Waters Financial Group, and he's been very, very helpful to me. So without the collaborative effort, I won't be able to publish this book, and I thank for everybody who helped me.
We're coming down the stretch, so customary to give out a little biz tip before we exit the show this morning, and you've got one for
us. Yes, I would.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I want everybody to be sure, if you are, whether you're going to start a new business or expanding your current business, my advice and my request or my plea to you is make sure your personal finances are in order.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not in that route, you'll have a real great big problem. So following the principles outlined in this book will also help you in that step. Tony is also cash flow expert, and Tony will vouch for that because he also asks people to have cash flow. Okay. Another one I wanted to mention that is have a sound business plan, marketing plan, and obviously cash flow. And before I stop this, I want to also thank Mary Jo of Goodwill, and she has been instrumental for helping me to promote this book. So without a collaborative effort, I won't be able to where I am today.
Good stuff. And we are almost out of time here. Tony, you got one more?
Yep. Jim, next week we're going to have entrepreneur Bill Kazuski, Truck and Junk, is our guest.
Yep.
He's going to talk about how he took a passion and made a business out of it.
Made a business, yeah.
It'll be a good show.
All right. And that's our show for this morning. We'll see you next Saturday morning on Biz Talk. Have a great week.